Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and as we do on, even though it's President's Day, we're going to do what we normally do if we can. And one of the things we normally do on Monday, even if it's President's Day, is we talk with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's great to be with you again, even on President's Day.
Yeah. So what's on your mind today, sir?
Well, I thought nothing's that tremendous happening, and I just looked at it and go, no, we're never even going to touch half of it. Did you read where this congresswoman was attacked in her apartment in D.C.?
I have read it. I didn't read all the details. She was a Democrat, right?
Yeah, and what reminded me, what just struck me in the face was this old saying, we've heard that a firearms advocate is just an anti-gun liberal who's been mugged one too many times.
Yeah.
And what I'm wondering, if drug decriminalization and the lack of mental health treatment will do for the right to keep and bear arms, what all of our arguments about rights and liberties and needs and victims didn't even touch. So this story, Democrat Congresswoman Angie Craig from Minnesota called for Washington to revise its laws and procedures because she was assaulted in her apartment. Well, on her way. There's this homeless guy who's in the lobby of her apartment. He goes, can I come up and stay in your room, in your apartment? He's all, no, get away from me. He tries to follow her into the apartment. And she gets grabbed by the throat. What she remembers to do is go, you know, this coffee in my hand isn't worth very much. And she throws it in her attacker's face, is able to push him away and flee. Good for her. Awesome. But the crime rate in D.C. is up 22%. The D.C. City Council voted to reduce penalties on violent crime. Her attacker was a homeless, unemployed drug addict. He'd attacked 12 other people before he attacked Congresswoman Craig. And she finally, okay, it happened to her and she gets the message. And I'm going to quote her. I got attacked by someone who the District of Columbia had not prosecuted fully for over the course of almost a decade, over the course of 12 assaults before he attacked me that morning. We have to think about how in the world we can make sure we're not just letting criminals out.
Well, that's exactly what
they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's interesting, though, that they actually come out and say that out loud.
Yes. It's like, oh, so how many of the elite class in California have to have their cars stolen and their relatives killed before they'll go, oh, my goodness, maybe those policies weren't as beneficent as we thought. Come on.
Now let's be honest here, though.
Okay.
Do you believe that some of these people are passing these? See, my thought on the, so when I look at their little buffet they laid out in front of us, they don't want us to be armed. They're
right.
Defunding the police. They demoralize the police. They've got DAs that get in there and say, well, I don't think that's fair, so I'm not going to prosecute this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And then they get out there and they empty the jails.
Yep.
And then they have bail reform. So, I mean, you're like, the guy's still upstairs doing the paperwork on the arrest when the perpetrator gets let back out on the street.
Right.
So they have got all of this, all of these things in place happening right now in real time. And my first thought, based upon, you know, because this is the party of Coward and Piven, is that they have tried to overload the system to the degree to where the citizens of the country will come to them and turn to them and say, listen, we just want to feel safe. You know, we don't care how many rights we have to give up to do it. Just make us feel safe.
Yes, exactly. Well, and okay, that's our theme today.
Yeah.
Just make us feel safe. And what's it going to cost? Yeah, I'm 100%. I think you're there.
I think for some people, like I watched a video last night on YouTube of the unseen Cuba, right? And you know, Cuba is a communist country. Yet everybody's walking around. They have pretty much freedom of movement as long as they don't try to get off the island, I guess. But I was also looking while it's very safe as far as crime is concerned there. They do have to worry about the buildings falling over on them because they're in such a state of decay. Literally, they have, like, you'll be walking down the street and the thoroughfare is narrower now because of the support beams that are propped up and anchored in the street holding up these walls.
Right.
And the open air meat markets have no refrigeration at all. And the Cuban people can drink water from anything because they drink the tap water there. But if you and I go there and drink the tap water, we're going to die. So, I mean,
there's something called the law of the commons.
Right.
If you don't own it, you won't take care of it in the same way. And, my landlord is the government. Oh, good grief. If you thought potholes were dangerous, wait till leaky roofs, rot walls, and then someday the place falls down on people. Yeah.
Well, I mean, in Cuba, they don't have mortgages, they don't have rent. So you're exactly right about that. Cars, of course, the cars that they have, they do pretty good with those, but they own those. So
right.
It's a very good illustration of your point. But I guess what I'm thinking is that they look at some of this stuff that we see coming out of these communist countries, with the exception of North Korea, which is absolutely hammered down. And they think to themselves, well, people are still able to have their iPhones and their iPads, and I'm afraid of guns anyway, and, I don't need to be able to say what I want to say all the time, and, I don't guess they understand exactly what it is that they're inviting in the door. It's like when you tell the vampire it's okay to come on in, everybody's welcome.
Something I learned in dealing with people who had mental health issues.
Yeah.
It's not that they can't think. It's that their life gets so complex because they put off solving so many problems that eventually it overwhelms them.
Right.
And that's how you and I stay sane. It's not this morning we had a little household catastrophe because where are the car keys? Well, okay, that's why we bring our clothes in from the car, even though it's got warmer in the middle of the day because the keys are in the pocket. And if we keep taking care of small issues as they rise up, they never become this wall of issues that overwhelm us. And we're going to talk about that because, yes, that's exactly what we're seeing. You found gun owners to be pretty darn responsible.
Yes.
I think we're going to hold up the building, Bill.
Yes.
It's going to be our shoulders.
I think overwhelmingly the vast majority of them are. There are, of course, a couple of jack wagons out there, but, you're going to have that in any walk of life, right? Especially as big as I think there's 150 million people that own guns in the United States. So certainly we're going to have a few jack wagons in that. But anyway, before we go to break, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The podcasts come out once a week. The blog, I try and hit a couple times a week. And then my writing is picked up at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News, where I write the armed citizens columns.
Among other places. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I produce the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and over, and I wish I could do it more often, I've had listeners say, hey, could you interview the victim here? Because I wonder about all the things that aren't in the news story. And it so happens I was able to do that. And it brought up, this is one of those no shots fired where you go, wow, this wasn't ordinary at all. And it brings up the point. You've been in self-defense classes. You've been in concealed carry classes. You've helped friends become armed citizens. And one of the questions that always comes up, and that's good, right after, how do I not shoot myself, is when should I use my gun?
Yeah.
And the answer isn't, we'd like it to be this time and day exactly this much, and then that's perfect, no more, no less. But that's not how the problems unfold. And here's what's hard to remember. Most of the time when we, quote, use our firearm, we don't press the trigger. Just like most of the time when a law enforcement officer uses his gun, stop, I told you to stop, and now the officer, you know, gets so that he has a clear shot, puts his hand on the gun, and the bad guy goes, do I really want to go after an armed officer with a piece of wood? No, I think I'll drop it and run the other way.
Yeah.
Great idea. Keeps people from getting shot. Works in our homes over a million times a year. This one took place in Massachusetts. It was last fall. The gun owner's a single mom. She's in her 30s. She's bringing some relatives, some older relatives to visit with, parts of the family they haven't seen in decades. She hasn't seen them in decades. But like all larger families, there are issues under the surface. There's a beef with somebody, not with her. Anyway, she gets ready to leave, and a 23-year-old comes out of the house with a butcher knife in his hand, walking toward her, doing the monkey dance. I got something to show you. I'll get you. And she's going, I've got these two older people with me. He's too close for me to run away. And yet, I shouldn't shoot yet. That's, what do I, she presents her firearm to the low compressed ready. And the guy goes, oops, this is not how I thought this would go. He stops advancing. I'm not sure how far he backed up. Did he go back in the house? Other people shouted, stop, stop, stop. Yes, good. Question is, who was going to stop first? Now, the magic is she went, wait a minute. This, by the way, the guy's drunk at 10 in the morning. That knife, that's a lethal threat. Certainly to me, almost absolutely to older relatives. Look, older people can take fewer holes before they bleed out and die. And we've heard this gun shop wisdom that says, never present your firearm unless you're going to use it. You've heard that, right?
Well, I have, but I think that is actually going to be dependent on the situation you find yourself in.
Well, and I'm going to say it's an incomplete statement.
Yeah.
Because presenting your firearm, just putting your hand on your firearm, is using it. The cop does that all the time. Presenting it when the criminal enters your home, that's using your firearm. So if it's not a lethal threat, then it's not a gun problem. We're not going to use our gun. But just because we use it does not mean we have to push the trigger. Look at our, as evidence, 80% of the time we don't press the trigger. Okay. Where this turns, gets strange. Okay. They back away. She and her relatives, everybody calls the police. She didn't call them because her car, her cell phone was in her car parked behind her on the street. And she's still, you know, gathering chicks, getting people, okay, what did you see? She gives a statement to the police. The guy with a knife, he's charged with aggravated assault. She's not charged. You did just what you should. Where it goes sideways is her relatives, after she's gone, tell their version of a story to a judge, and she is served with a civil protective order, a restraining order. And, okay, her local police don't know what's going on. They just go, oh, you've been served with a civil protective order. We see that you're a gun owner. You got to turn over the guns, ammo, your carry permits. And she goes, wow, okay, I'll do that. How fast, how soon? I'm at work right now. When do you want to meet? Do I have to leave work right now? Can I see you at lunch? You know, okay, you work out those details because the cops literally in her town don't know what's going on. She's been a member forever of one of those prepaid legal plans. In this case, it was second call defense.
Right.
And she should have called them that morning when this happened. She didn't. They get in touch with a local lawyer. The lawyer goes, sees the presiding judge and says, "Judge, excuse me, this doesn't make sense. Here's what you might not have been told. Our defender faced a lethal threat. She used the least amount of force necessary to stop that threat. In fact, you know, people say, oh, it wasn't a threat yet. If she waited until she was had to murder the guy in order to stop him, she'd have taken his life. She did it at exactly the right time.
Right.
Everybody was able to go home because she presented and he was able to stop. If he hadn't stopped, she could still have raised his. It's still a lethal tool. She could have used it that way. And I just went, wow, we don't teach our students that. We don't have to wait until there's no other option but to press the trigger.
Yeah.
We don't learn that.
No,
that's way beyond firearm safety.
Well, yeah, and I almost want to say that it is almost an instinctive thing.
Yes.
I think if somebody has enough awareness and everything to go out into the low ready position and they're in a position where they can adjust that and go from being in a ready position to a let's get loud position, I think that's a lot of instinct. And, you know, a lot of people that don't have the training that you and I take for granted do it fairly well.
Yes, but I think it was guided instinct. So, yes.
Yes.
You know, stop. I don't want to kill you today. But that gets more refined if you've thought about it. That knife is lethal. That is a gun problem. Yes, let's stop it now. Now, here's part of the magic, of course, is who's standing behind the guy with a knife? Maybe he's standing in front of family members and you're trying to move victims out of the way so that if he comes at you, you could use a firearm without endangering the people behind it. Wow, this gets so complex so fast that the more we've just wondered, what would this actually look like? The smarter we are when it happens.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some things can't be taught. We're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody really quick
how to find you. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing's picked up and carried at Amalanche Shooting Sports News.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. President Biden made an unannounced visit to Ukraine today, just days ahead of the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion. Biden spent about 5 hours in Kyiv, meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Thank you for your leadership. Thanks, bipartisan support. Thanks, Congress. I think that is a historical moment for our country.
Biden pledged America's unwavering support and also announced an additional $500 million in aid for Ukraine. Another strong earthquake has rattled Turkey. The 6.3 magnitude quake was centered near the Turkey-Syria border in the southern part of the country. Tens of thousands were killed earlier this month after several strong earthquakes hit that region. A powerful winter storm is going to affect millions of Americans. That storm forming in the Northwest. As it crosses the country, it will bring heavy rain and snow, hitting major cities including Chicago, Detroit, Buffalo, and Boston. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking, as we do, with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Because I was able to interview this young woman, I got to learn some things that you and I suspected. She was shaken when somebody took away all of her guns, but okay, it's a glitch in the legal system, and having a lawyer that creates expectations. Oh, I see what happened here. Yeah. People, family members can do this. It'll straighten it out. This is what, all of a sudden somebody wreck it. Look, we don't have to fly the plane. Someone else can guide us through the trip. And that was a huge relief. The other thing, she said, look, she is a counselor. She talks to people who are in, alcohol and, drug problems. She said, when somebody threatened to kill me and people with me, even though I know there are problems in society, I see them and I see the people that do them, I still couldn't believe it was happening to me. And afterwards, I wanted counseling. I went, wow, when the counselor wants counseling, maybe I should listen. This is going to shake you up.
Okay.
Anyway, again, that's one of the things when I get to talk to the person.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, that part doesn't make it in the news.
Yeah, well, I mean, you get to hear their tone. That goes a long way.
Right.
Yeah, versus reading about it, right? When
right.
When I was speaking to her, she told me this and that. But you get to listen to her. It's even worse if you're sitting there looking at them, if you get to say
right.
Have that conversation in front of them, and that is really the unspoken part. I remember. I think her name was Amanda Collins.
Yes,
she's a little girl that got raped, who told a judge that if she'd been allowed to carry her gun, she could have handled this on her own.
Right.
Taekwondo, black belt and everything. And, you know, I think this happened at school in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah. And University of Nevada, Reno.
And now, I spoke to her on the phone. I interviewed her over the show. And, yeah, you could. But now, hers was not so much a, hers was not that her spirit was crushed. She was outraged that she didn't get to defend herself. Right.
She's, as I recall, she was in a nursing program at the time.
Right.
She's taking exams that go way late at night for finals. She's walking with a group. Okay, they get off here, here, here. Sooner or later, there's going to be someone whose car is farthest away, and they're probably walking alone. Oh, it's okay. My car's parked right next to the campus police office.
Yeah.
I should be safe. Except the campus police rolled up their doors, shuttered that office is closed.
They have business hours.
After dark.
Yep. So, so I mean that part of it, that having that outrage in there, I think, is a tell. Getting them to, and when you don't get to do that, though, when it's for the written word, you're right. You don't get to see that in the written word. You don't get to hear the tone. I get that. I was thinking there was something going to follow up behind that, but that's beside the point. Anyway.
Since you brought up Amanda's case, I've met Amanda, and I say thank you for saying it out loud every time you speak, because to talk about it is partially to relive it. She was speaking to her legislators, who said, you know, it's probably better that you didn't have a gun because the attacker would have taken yours and used it against you. And she goes, he didn't need to take my gun. He had his. And the other thing, the administration of the university said, we really don't have complete legal authority to deny you carry on campus, and we really didn't protect you like we said we would. You can carry, but we're so embarrassed that we failed, you can't mention that you carry.
Yeah.
Wow. That, what was the old quote? The cover-up is worse than the crime?
Yeah.
They were embarrassed that they failed her, and they should be.
Yeah.
How much time we got? Because I want to go to El Paso. That's an amazing
story. You got time to get to El Paso.
Okay. This is what I think. Well, okay. You and I were talking about crazy politicians who want our society to crash. They'll blame us and then claim that they're going to save us. I don't want to wait that long. Please carry in public. An armed citizen stopped another mass murderer in El Paso, Texas. It was at a mall. That's why we got to go armed in public, because the media is trolling for these murderers. Had this guy been able to shoot a bunch of people, his name would have been all over the little screens and the big screens. The way it's rolled out, it could have been a gang fight. And push came to shove, fist thrown, 16-year-old takes out a gun, shoots two people, and then he's shooting into a crowd. Now he turns and he runs. There are other people that he's running toward, and he has a gun in his hand pointed at them.
Mm.
Not only was there an armed defender, there were a total of three armed defenders.
Yeah.
One of them got his gun out first, stopped the threat. By the way, I think the kid's going to make it. But okay, shoots him. He drops the gun. He falls. Good. I can stop. He stays at the scene. Of course, people are running everywhere. A off-duty police officer, I'm not sure if he's acting as the mall cop as well, runs over. What happened here? This guy was running at me with a gun. He just shot other people. They need help. I need help. What do we do now? Put your gun away. And now the armed defender starts plugging holes. Okay, do you know first aid? Yes, I do. Okay. He is acting as a complete first responder. I think the off-duty cop, of course, is making calls to get more people headed there. Great. But that's what we do. We use our gun so that we have the opportunity to save lives once the shooting stops. This is such an everyman hero story. It reminds me of the story in Indiana again at the mall there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's what I figure, Bill. Tell me what you think. The media is trolling for murderers. You know, if you kill 10 people, your name, you'll get a $10 million PR campaign. Okay, if we stop enough of those murderers, they're going to go, you know what? I think I'll go back to calling people names online because dying like an idiot just isn't the end I had planned for me.
No.
What do you think?
Well, so we're talking about how good people are with guns, and you're making that point as well. But I'm looking around, and I saw this thing happen in Houston. I don't know if you heard about this, but two sisters heard something next door. They had a couple of newlyweds next door, and they were newlyweds, so they were doing what newlyweds do. They thought it was an issue, so they both grabbed their guns, and they threatened to shoot the new groom and the new bride for being noisy. They had been complaining to the newlyweds, but yeah. So yeah.
Okay, you brought that up earlier.
Yeah,
we had a million gun owners when we were told we're letting. Okay, yeah.
Hang on, right there, if you will.
We'll head
into the next break. You can catch Rob's stuff both in the written word and in the audio recording, a la podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
You hit the target right in the bullseye, Bill. And you teed it up perfectly. We have millions and millions of new gun owners. It's not that a lot of them grew up in a gun owning family and yes, it's now my turn. I've now moved away from home. I'm going to go and get a new gun for me rather than the ones my parents gave me when I was a kid. You mentioned it. Look, we let criminals out of jail. We stop prosecuting them. We've got crazy bail reform. And in many cases, the police said, look, due to COVID, we're not going to touch anybody. Y'all call it in and we'll take the report. They need to be spun up. They need to embrace, rather than have a secret gun. No, we've lived with the firearm for a couple centuries. We found out how to do this. There are better ways. There are worse ways. Walk into the gun culture and learn. We're more than happy to welcome you. And if you don't, you could do something foolish like bringing a gun to a recently married couple's activities. It's not a gun problem. They don't know that yet, Bill. They're not listening to Lock and Load.
No,
shame on them.
I guess not. I mean, the whole thing with them focusing on the guns, that's pretty much the tip of the iceberg. It's not really what they're looking for anyway, you know, when they come out with that. But
say that again.
It's not really what they're looking for. They're not looking for gun control.
Ah,
because
right.
we're not the issue, and they know we're not the issue. They know that most people,
right.
I mean, most of them have guns.
Right.
Most of them have. I mean, Bill Maher has two guns. Who else? I heard somebody else talking about the guns he had. Waldo Rivera. He's got guns, right?
Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, she's got guns. Dianne Feinstein had guns. She claimed she gave hers up, but I don't believe that. So, I mean, all of them, they understand the utility of them.
Yes.
So it's not about guns. It's never been about guns. It's not going to be about guns. It has more, so much more to do with just the fact that they just want to control. They want to see bugs.
I think they want us to feel helpless so we will accept the solutions they impose.
Like
eating bugs. I was reading about this Brit. And she's going, you know, the power company is breaking into people's homes to put in smart thermostats or see that you don't have auxiliary heat because there's a power crisis. And she goes, I've been in the United States. Oh. The reason politicians talk to us is because you're not breaking down a door in America without, you might well not walk back out.
Katie Hopkins.
She's going, yeah, all that seems, she goes, you know, all of a sudden having a gun seems very civilized rather than letting the state break into your home whenever they want. Yeah.
Well, I mean, in Britain, you know, I always go back to Charlie Gard. Do you know who Charlie Gard was?
I've heard of it, but I don't remember. No.
So Charlie Gard was a baby, and he was born with a disease that was going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Except his parents. Yeah. Except I think it was an Italian doctor said that I have a treatment that might have some percentage of saving young Charlie Gard. So, of course, Charlie Gard's parents were like, we'll try anything. And they did a GoFundMe or something. They collected $1.9 million. And then the British NHS declared Charlie Gard to be a ward of the state. And they told his parents, you will not take him out of the country. He will be allowed to die. And then he did. And then he died. And now, just for a moment, think of them trying to do that right now, today. Even today in the United States. How would that go if they tried to play that game in the United States?
There are a bunch of parents who go, I might not be able to get through you to get my child to the medical care he needs. But I'm going to take somebody with me if you try and stop me.
Well, I don't think they'd be alone either. I don't think they'd be alone. I mean, what's happening now, and especially now, because with all of the, like, I expect this to be Portland. I expect Portland or possibly maybe some parts of California. But at some point, the fearful populace is going to get so tired of nothing happening to stop the bad things that they're supposed to be doing. Because when government is not protecting the populace, that's one of the things they're supposed to do. They're supposed to at least try to protect them, right? They're not doing it. So government's failing. They pulled back. Policing's going away. For long, we're going to see vigilante justice.
I bet we're not. But you know what? This defense in the mall, they're going to say, oh, you're just an armed vigilante. I go, what do you mean? I called for the police. Vigilante my foot. The police aren't there immediately. I defended myself. I saved lives until the authorities arrived. Now, the media will try and spin that as vigilanteism. I'm sure vigilante, there's probably a one key hot key to use that at the Brady Bunch because they've got to play that note. But, Bill, I just don't think that's in the American character. Do you? What do you think?
Well, I think in a moment of fear.
Oh, okay.
That it could be. I mean, like in Portland where they're burning everything out, that, you know. And
yeah.
The vigilante thing, see, the vigilante is another word that they've stolen, right? If you look up the definition of vigilante, it is, in America today, it is a self-appointed person from a self-appointed group that chooses to take the law into their own hands. But the origin of the word is Spanish, and it meant watchman.
Someone who's vigilant.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Makes sense.
Yes. So, I mean...
Because they were invariably the first responders.
Yes. Watchful, wide awake. So, you know, that, all of this stuff that they're... All this stuff they're describing, all these other things they're doing and everything, this is the kind of stuff... And that's why, when going back to the beginning of the show, when you told me about that Democrat that was talking about, well, you know, maybe this wasn't such a good idea, that's what's astounding about it, because I think they've been trying to herd us into this mindset that we have to have government to stop it. But when government steps up and says, maybe this wasn't such a smoking hot idea, is that them saying the quiet part out loud?
Yes, 100%. The king's naked. Yep.
You know,
she did. That's what the elites in California said when criminals started robbing the expensive parts of Malibu and, that's somebody I know who was robbed and killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, interesting times we do live in as we go, but I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
The thing with this stuff that the Democrats are pushing right now, You know, they won't get out and condemn Antifa. But Antifa,
right.
Antifa will come for them, too. Antifa are anarchists. They don't want any government. BLM is just a big grift. That's just a big grift. It was a money grab. They got it. They bought the mansions. Now they're strangely quiet. Because
right.
Where they should, they Black Lives Matter should be in the middle of Chicago.
They should be, you know who's back? Black Lives Matter is the real one. These guys like Maj Touray, like
yes.
Kevin Dixie, No Other Choice. Those are the real guys. I can see her. I forgot her name. Darn it. Shame on me.
Ezel.
You and I know.
Rhonda Ezel?
Yeah, for one. That's the real Black Lives Matter. They want their fellow citizens protected.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My heart. I love giving them money. They're so, they inspire me.
Yeah. But I mean,
sorry.
What these guys don't understand on the Democratic side, what you're describing, yes, I'm absolutely behind them, too. I wish them the most success, all the success. Everybody in America, join me. Be a gun owner. I don't care what you look like. I don't care where you come from. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care what language you speak. Be a gun owner. If you're an American like me, be one. But,
right.
You know, even Frankenstein strangled his creator. So when you make the monster,
right.
It's going to come for you. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Who you got coming up next?
Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. He'll be joining me next. Catch Rob on Self-Defense Gun Stories. It is a very unique podcast out there. Amongst all of them. Amongst all of them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.